everyone. Welcome once again to the 24-bit podcast. And today we're going to talk about this device we were using in the last episode. And we've been using for the almost a month, or is it over a month?
Yeah, well, 3 weeks, I guess.
Yes. A device that Samsung launched, announced globally at the start of the year and launched in the local market a while back. So this is the Samsung Galaxy S24. This exact model that we've been reviewing may not be what you go and buy, because this is the 128 GB. Variant with 8 GB RAM. But from our user experience, we should not be too far from what you get to experience. And of course, this is the base model of the entire series. So there's the Plus, and we also have the Ultra. So as usual, I'm joined by the usual suspects.
Dixon Etieno, techish.com.
And Nick Anali from Tech Trends.
I do write about phones and a lot of other mobile-related stuff on androidkenya.com. So first things first, gentlemen, what's your experience using this device?
Overall experience, I'm a specific experience.
Overall, first, we are coming to specifics shortly.
Overally, the phone, as I've said on social media, looks very nice, like feels very nice on the hand. Mm-hmm. I don't want to place a case on it. Even if I was keeping the phone, mm-hmm. I'll still not place a case on it. Mm-hmm. But overall, it looks good. Battery life has been okay for me. Mm-hmm. Display is really, really, really bright and amazing. Mm-hmm. Android Auto, ikona issues. Yes.
I caught that when I drove your car and was using your Android Auto. I don't know why, because I've not encountered those same issues. It recognizes Chiromo Road as Langata Road.
Yes.
But I only experienced that in your car, so I have no idea.
Yeah, so and I've been using Android Auto inasema since kila mara niko Langata Road. I don't know why. When you hotspot, the phone gets very hot, but this is what we discuss. That's my overall nini.
Nick?
Yeah, same thing actually. Good experience so far, so good. Of course, the phone looks very nice, apart from those comments you get in posting with you. Is this an iPhone? Yeah,
it's very common. Looks like an
very
iPhone,
common
yes.
Comments you're getting from users. The display, still okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's Samsung, of course. You know, Samsung never got it wrong anything with the S series. Mm-hmm. The design wise, look very good. Display, the best. So, overall experience, so far, so good.
Now, can we go to the size? Does this size work for you? How is it?
It's too small. I think the smallest phone I've used.
First of all, most of the review units nimekuwa nikipata from Samsung have been for the Plus and the Ultra. Mm-hmm. Immediately, the Ultra came in, never got the Plus, only the Ultra. Mm-hmm. So this is the first time in a long time I'm using the base model S series. Mm-hmm. And it was a new experience. The only thing I could compared to Oppo Reno 6.4 inch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this is 6.2, so it's a little smaller.
I've actually been using this and alongside the Infinix that we just talked about last on this podcast, the VIP Racing Edition. But then I'm used to that phone. So the other phone that I'd retired before then was the Reno 10 5G. Mm-hmm. So I just picked up the Reno 10 5G like 2 days ago, and that phone all of a sudden felt
so big
compared to this.
Yeah, so 6.4 felt small because tunazoya 6.7, 6.8. But then you touch this and it feels even smaller. Mm-hmm. But the funny thing is with the, how do I call them? Very tiny bezels. Mm-hmm. The display, like the real estate you're working with is quite huge. Mm-hmm. So you're working with a quite huge real estate. I love it's flat. Personally, I really love curved phones, but the flat feel up AV is amazing. Nimekuja kupenda sana a flat phone with very tiny bezels because of this. While it looks good, working with it is easy. It disappears very well in the pocket.
Yeah.
Like unaitupa, unasahau, it's very light. You can actually forget it's in the pocket. That's a concern of mine. Ama uigonge ama nini, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the screen to body ratio? Because like it does a good job of shrinking the bezels, the chin.
Has to be quite
it's actually 90.9% according to GSM Arena. So they've done quite a good job with this. Nick?
Yeah, same. It's very small. Of course, actually all the SVs I've used, it's also been the Ultra. Mm-hmm. So of course moving to the base, very small. Best model. But of course I'm not complaining because let me try a smaller phone. Mm-hmm. But overall, yeah. The size is good, works for me, as Dixon says, disappears well in the pocket. Mm-hmm. feels very vizuri kwa mkono actually. You can easily walk with it kwa mkono tukitembea kwa street without getting worried about mtu ata snatch simu yako because it's very small, fits perfectly in your hands. Yeah, basically that's it.
And this phone has made me like maybe consider getting it because I really like the size and I had no idea I could like a phone this size anyway.
And I think the important part ni a phone ikiwa small isiwe too small.
Yeah.
Iwe na good battery, iwe na good display, iwe na good camera, iwe na good experience.
Yeah, and yeah, and the battery life on this phone is actually very good as well.
Good that you've gone to the battery. So how is it? Because the battery here is smaller, it's recessed from the bigger siblings.
But this is what we used to want in phones. In like we used to want 4,000 milliamps sana.
Exactly.
And here is a tiny phone with 4,000 milliamps.
Yeah.
You and who? Me, I've always wanted 5,000.
Like before 5,000 ikuje, the target, ya goal ilikuwa 4,000. Every flagship ilikuwa inajaribu kufika 3,500, 3,000. Then we moved to 4,000. I love for the cheaper end smartphones ikaleta 5,000. I remember the first phone yenye ilikuwa na 5,000 must have been an Infinix or a Tecno in the think, market. Yeah. And I was like, 5,000, I really want to test it out. Sahi kila phone iko na 5,000. So having the base tiny phone.
When I was using the Galaxy S23, that phone had 2,100. Like, that's how far we've come.
Yeah.
2,100 and it was touting all...
S what?
S3.
S3.
S3. So
yeah, so a 4,000 cell that doesn't charge that fast, but
yeah,
I'm okay with it. Yeah, so
15,
it's 25 watt max.
And also remember how previously Samsung
using the Infinix charger and it's actually
fine. The Infinix charger fast charges it.
Yeah. Remember how previously used to complain how Samsung with batteries always also a bit off. So there's some bit of improvement. You know, the battery lasts.
Yeah, it does. Last. But my pet peeve is like right now. You can feel my phone is very hot because of how Samsung implements the cooling mechanism. So they use the back plate. So as a result, heat dissipation is...
to the back glass.
So that can be like a way of addressing that is using a case, but the phone is too beautiful and feels so good.
You can't just put it in a case.
Yeah, for it. And plus when you put a case, you lose this tininess.
You lose the feel.
It becomes bigger.
And also what Dixon said earlier, when you hotspot, it's
getting really hot. Hotspot your phone, ama ukitumia kwa gari na unaenda long distance, unatumia maps, it becomes very hot.
Interesting.
Like, I don't like how hot it becomes. You raised that last time. Infinix, unaweza weka hapo hotspot, ufanye nini, na you don't feel that heat. These tiny low-end phones, you don't feel that heat. But you literally feel it become hot. And it's hot to the touch. Mpaka kuna wakati unaogopa kuitumia una weka it cool down.
Now, this phone, if you go to the Samsung online store, this brand cut page of theirs, they are calling this and its other siblings Samsung Galaxy S24 AI or Samsung Galaxy AI 24. Because AI is central to this. So what has been your experience with the AI features? I know you are doing... other things that are specific to these features. But what's your experience? Because they made a big deal about it at the launch. So for anyone who watched the keynote or anyone who watched the coverage by publications subsequently, almost everything was AI, and now we're in that AI hype era. So, experiences?
Actually, for me, let me just say something. Samsung, I think Samsung tried. Their features... that are actually usable, AI features that are usable. There are some, just as we were discussing offline, that are not actually usable in this market. But the few I've tried to use, like, you know, Circle to Search, which other, they just work perfectly.
But Circle to Search is not necessarily exclusive
to this phone.
It's just that this phone got it first. Like Samsung went to market
announced it first.
It's a generic feature coming to just about every...
almost every other Android
device.
So the AI features here, Samsung really tried, and of course, I wish they made the other services we are talking about, like the Translate, really available in this market. Or maybe but they are, we're just not,
The limitation is the language, because what will make a difference in our market is the addition of Swahili. And as we've seen Meta and Google do over the years, maybe even what we would call vernacular languages, but that's a stretch. So the best bet is maybe Swahili, but... if say you work at a restaurant and have this, or you're a foreigner and you're interacting with a local business and you have this, so you speak German, you're a German, you have very little knowledge of English, you can actually, it will work through for you. When you're calling, the call assist feature when you choose Live Translate, it will actually pick up.
I think we should English list ISO AI features.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have Call Assist, mm-hmm. Call Translate, mm-hmm. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Messages Translate, mm-hmm. you're supposed to search.
Mm-hmm.
We have some things with battery.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the browser feature where it translates, it puts your notes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It puts it in a summarize whatever you're reading.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what you're talking about in a tunahitaji more language support, your Live Translate.
No, Live Translate is a standard mm-hmm. feature on its own.
Uh-huh.
And Call Assist is a feature on its own. But uh-huh. Call Assist does have Live Translate.
Live Translate.
The same Live Translate uh-huh. that you'd find in messaging.
Mm-hmm.
Because like it's the same feature, but with multiple use cases.
Uh-huh.
Because language is applied all across. Over the place. Yes. But then Live Translate works with language packs. So the language packs that are available to power this AI mm-hmm. are actually limited. There's no Swahili in that case. But say you're in Kenya and you need translation from German to English or vice versa, or French to English, vice versa.
Like when you're on a call,
yeah.
you can have someone speaking to you in German, but you mm-hmm. listen to them in English.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The problem is you have to select on the app. You have to go to settings, translate, select, call. Mwenye anakupigia na call with which language so mm-hmm. that it knows.
Mm-hmm.
I think it will be better in future if it can pick up the language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a generative edit mm-hmm. for photos as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the ones where you can move a subject from one place, when there's a delete a background. Erase. I have mm-hmm. taken a photo of the car,
mm-hmm.
Like you're from the side of the car, alafu the windscreen and niziko hapa. And after taking the photo, the phone asked me under edit,
mm-hmm.
remove reflections.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so it can look at a mirror and remove reflections.
That is previously, we needed to just use Google Photos to be able to get a feature like that.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So it can remove reflections. I've taken a photo that it could ask about enhanced greenery, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Once you go to edit features, ikona suggestions of what it could do, which are really good. The thing ikonayo ingine ni generative AI features where you can add or remove things zenye azikukua kwa the shot so that the shot looks completely different. The funny thing is, in a letter logo, I think this has been covered by other creators.
And
in a letter
logo, we actually
logo,
talked about it earlier in another episode. We weren't fully focused on Samsung at that time. Yeah.
So in a letter, a logo after you've edited or added a AMA moved stuff within the photo, which you can just crop out or still use itself to delete that nini logo.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an image and you can a logo, it can help you remove the logo, which I think is a copyright issue, ama nini.
Mm-hmm.
But pia, once you AI edit an image, you can still remove whatever has been set there to tell people that this image is AI edit.
Nick? Anything outstanding to you from the AI features?
Yeah, something else. It's how, let me try to remember. It's how you're able to actually summarize, like it takes a summary of the website you visit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you visit a website, it can tell you everything.
But again,
but the problem,
you can't use a different browser apart from the Samsung
internet
browser.
It works with Samsung internet.
Only the Samsung internet browser. So that's something else I've noticed. Then when you voice record,
uh-huh.
then you translate that into translate into text,
uh-huh.
so it's able to summarize that into a more presentable.
Yeah, your transcription vizuri.
Exactly. Vizuri. That's one. The second thing I observed as well.
They also have something called the Pro Visual Engine, which uh-huh. is supposed to enhance photography.
That's the one with Imagine built into it.
It's supposed to enhance photography experience. Like inafaa ku enable the camera to know more things that you're taking photos of, so that it creates an image better. Ni kama what has been called AI cam on many other brands.
Mm-hmm.
But sasa, it's just, for example, if I point it at the flower, it knows that's a flower way better than kitambo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you tried the process data one?
No, tell me about it.
So I think what it does, I think all the data that is processed,
uh-huh.
it's only on your device.
On your device.
Nothing, not on the internet.
On device, so that's machine learning.
Yeah, on device machine learning, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So that's one other thing I saw as well.
But the funny thing, Mimi, with all these AI features is they're powered by Gemini Mini, Gemini what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's Google AI into the Android phone,
which iPhone users will probably be getting soon if
according
the new
to some,
cycle.
According to some news. Yeah, but which means it's not exclusive. It's to just
Samsung, okay. Yeah, it's just, yeah. Like it, Samsung was first out of the door with it, because this is Gemini Pro, and then there is Imagen 2 on the Vertex AI. So basically, what Google has been experimenting with and building with Mind Ukonyuma, what they are planning to bring first to Pixel devices, and in the fullness of time to pretty much every other Android device. Phone. Yes, yes. So Google is like, I worked with Samsung first on this. So Galaxy S24 users get first dibs on this. But eventually, these will cascade. Especially as we go towards the year where we're going to get every device manufacturer refreshing the entire models. So we're going to see a lot more of this. Now, non-AI features. Anyone tried the sound?
Have you noticed? I don't listen to a lot of music from the phone, to be honest.
Because it's actually very nice.
It has a very nice speaker. I love the design of the speaker. Yeah. Yeah. So the mesh, it's like a hollow. There's a speaker set at the top, but it goes almost into the glass. I don't know how that works, because you don't see the speaker itself at the top. But in Atuanga Sauti. I hope to onyesha iko video. The bottom speaker is like a hole. It's not just mesh. Yes, yes.
I'd be interested in knowing how they prevent dust
and water.
But this has a IP68 certification.
It's IP68 it's certified.
So that should be just fine. Now, the elephant in the room, which has become central to devices and everyone wants to know about it. What's the camera experience?
I would say... Sijatumia the base model in a long time, so I don't know what to compare it to. But this time round, I am enjoying taking photos with the phone. I am enjoying some simple videography. If I want to shoot like a TikTok, I still will move to the other competitor, iPhone. Lakini, for just normal videos where I am shooting a simple video, yenye staki details, ama naogopa shake, kama nini... I think the cameras are quite good this time around, especially with e-super stabilizer, where I can move araka na nini na the, what is it called, blurring ama nini, is not there. Yeah. So some of the videos I've taken with the phone are really good, and I like them. There is a video I took just, let me try and put it. This is handheld. Lighting in
that's
a shift,
like using a gimbal.
Lighting in a shift, gari in a move, nanini. Mm-hmm. But the video comes out so nice, yeah. Nice. So yeah, my videography, in terms of videography, I feel like this phone has really improved. Because I have never trusted Samsung to do, I shoot mostly all my videos using a phone. So this has improved to a level that I can trust it for certain shots vizuri.
Well, I think having used...
We've seen your photos, right? You saw the photos.
And that's really not... that's really, really good. The photos are good. The videography, just as this one said. Then there's a mode I saw, draw record or something. They allow you to choose two lenses to actually... So you can choose to do... front, ultra-wide. So when you select it, you also choose the modes you want to use.
There's an Infinix phone we reviewed a while back where they were heavily advertising something similar. So it looks so good. I'm imagining we might not be fans of that, but for people who are into those kinds of things, once you go in, there's no coming back.
Also, for live, I think this is the first phone, and you might correct me, that does 8K 30. Miss Jai, Jai shoots the camera that shoots 8K. So there's the option for 8K, 30 frames per second. I don't know how different it is from 4K 60, to be honest, but yeah, it exists. Yeah.
Bixby Vision.
Do you see, I don't know what Samsung's internal sales numbers were, because they did have pre-order numbers. I don't know. Would people, specifically for this S24, not the entire range, will people either embrace or shun this based on the size?
I think...
And let's avoid talking about the price here. We are coming to that.
I think if you've never used a phone for a while, in Indogo, and you've always like anytime you want to buy a phone, umefikiria a big display, because that has been the trend with smartphones tangu kitambo, from 4.5, 5.5, 6. Mm-hmm. So umezoea kusikia 6.7, 6.8, you will first think, ah, mistake is 6.2, it might be very tiny. Mm-hmm. Then you will touch the phone, maybe uende kwa shop, ama uguze nye mtu anatumia, and you will be pleasantly impressed, I think so.
Yeah.
So once you do that, I think you will, your mind will be like, I'll get that phone. Eh. Mm. It's I don't think it qualifies to be called a small phone. Yeah. It's 6.2 inches.
Yeah.
But then it feels tiny and nice on the hand. Yeah.
I think brands have really spoiled us with a lot of big screens, big phones.
Mm.
But again, I think that shouldn't determine if you really choose to buy this phone or not. Because it's a good phone. It gives you what you want. So I think it shouldn't be like a big issue.
Mm.
Yeah.
Can we get back to Android Auto? This phone launched, again, like with the AI features.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the first to come out with these new Android Auto features that Google is trialing and which are coming to everyone, where when you are driving, you have your phone plugged in or connected wirelessly, and somebody WhatsApps you with a pin. You can actually directly click on the message there, and instead of assistant or reading it back to you, it actually picks the location and pins it. Yeah. Has any of you tried it?
I haven't, because it's not working in my
It's not working in your car. Yes.
I mean, this one just doesn't work.
My phone, Android Auto works very well. Picks, like it a jump to Langata Road. I don't know why.
Yeah, mine works just fine. I've never, I've driven to Mombasa with it.
And it... issues. Maybe it's like the antenna in my car.
Tomorrow, I hope it works. So it's just fine.
I guess there's some refinement, because remember we're using models and you see your final models.
Yeah, because for those specific features, when I connected Android Auto to the car for the very first time, I did get a prompt there. That there are these features, and it was something I've never seen before. I think I remember I took a photo, but I've never gotten to enjoy those features. My Android Auto is just like the normal Android Auto. Yeah, the normal one I use.
Android Auto yangu pia is very normal. No notification imewaionyesha anything. My problem is just GPS ina rukanga rukanga.
Yeah. But
is that a Google problem or a phone problem?
Usually a phone problem.
Could be a modem problem.
Yes.
It could be an update for the market, because so maybe devices what I buy locally won't have these problems. We are using models za kuonyesha tu how.
And actually this has pre-release, like when we started using it had pre-release somewhere, but we've received updates, right?
Yeah,
updates have come
thick. Another thing I really like, because tuliruka camera, when you're in video mode and you're on 4K and below, there's something called auto framing. Ukiguza tu auto framing hivi, you will point the camera wherever and it will auto frame itself to a face, to try and find a face. So it will it's like what Apple calls center stage.
It's almost similar, like you remember the Wavy movement Infinix had a few years back, because I noticed that when you're holding phone portrait mode and you're trying to take, allows you to pan.
Yes. So even on video mode, if I am shooting a couple of people, it works really well, and you're talking and shift to this person, the camera will try and find who is talking next. Ijaribu ku focus on that person. Yeah. It's added as a small, tiny thing in a Google Lens.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Auto framing,
Yes, let's talk pricing.
You wrote a nice article about price drop in Kenya.
Hillary, who did. The price drop. Because from his observation, he looked at phone place, but I've also seen Avicii, I've seen the Samsung online store, the price for this thing. Not just this, but the entire series. Like, right now is the best time to just buy the
Phone.
Yeah, because the prices have gone from as little as 2% for this specific S24 on the Samsung site, from 122 to 119, to as much as a whole 30%, which some retailers have. And those are the ones with a strong online presence. Pretty sure if you went around, you'd
get even better deals. Downtown, what wanna import na nini,
So, like, the pricing.
Because the pricing Samsung gave us.
It was crazy. Yeah, crazy. And, like, I don't know what the people who pre-ordered and bought at that price are feeling right now.
Because the base model he walikuwa amesema, 170K, I think.
177. I think that's what I read. And going all the way to 277 for the Ultra. So,
and remember, this was when dollar was 167.
165, 167. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now dollar is 132. It should be cheaper on official Samsung channels, mm-hmm. but even cheaper on other channels here. Yeah. I think you can get it for around 100 Apple Evo.
Which is a very good deal,
which
right?
is back to almost mm-hmm. the price 2 years ago.
And it's a very good deal, actually, if you ask me.
Yeah, but my problem is e-market tunapatanga Exynos. Tunafaa tukue na... Like, it was last year, but one where all devices were... All devices were Snapdragon. It was last year.
Yes.
I think Samsung should go back to that with the heating issue and with the GPS issue. Mm. Yeah.
Question. Does it matter though? I've used this
to
phone.
To me, it matters.
I've used this phone. I know underneath this, the Exynos is the 2400.
Exynos 2400.
Yeah. But it's never come up as an issue to me.
It's not an issue in performance, but it's an issue wakati una complain you're heating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think a Snapdragon processor...
Yeah, because of the radio switching. The radio switching when you're moving around and all of that, because all of those are chip controlled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it might also turn out to be an issue. It's just that this market network's your issue. Mm-hmm. But with future releases, maybe it could be an issue with network.
Any of you noticed the privacy prompts? Like if there's an app you install on day one when you started using this phone and gave it like all the permissions it needed, and if you've not used that app in a bit, you realize if you go back to the application page, you realize the permissions have been revoked. And if you are by the time they were being revoked, if you're using the phone, you actually do get a prompt. Have you noticed this? I know this does not have what do you call that thing that's like making the S24 Ultra so good for outdoor use?
Inafanya uoni reflections.
Yeah, anti-glare, the glare filter. This does not have that, but outdoors, it's actually very
this phone gets so bright outdoors in a crazy way.
Yeah, like I'm actually forced to use the slider to scale it down.
This phone
it comes
very, very bright.
Which
looks
is good.
So good outdoors.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ijua yetu saizi kwanza,
Then the other bit is, have you that small feature that they made? You know, previously you needed to remember to use to toggle to slow mo mode when you're shooting videos to get the slow mo effect. Now you can just shoot
your video,
and then at the top of a button it will turn
switch
that.
It.
For me, those are standard features. Now, can we go around and do our hits and misses? What do you think Samsung did best here, and what did they not really hit the mark?
First, it's really good to copy the iPhone.
Come on.
It's really good to copy the iPhone.
Because it's the number one remark everyone makes about this specific S24.
And I think the Plus will also look like this. Copying the iPhones with the sides, it's really good. It makes the phone look really premium. The display is the biggest, like the best part of the phone for me is the display. The display looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The display looks amazing. Like, it looks really good. Three, I really like a tiny... it's light, tiny, and nice. I don't think you will tell that this is glass at the back with this finish. Like, it doesn't feel like glass. It doesn't feel fragile. It doesn't feel like... Lazima ni tunze ama nini. Four, I really like... just how fast the phone responds. When I'm installing something, when I'm needing, like, it doesn't feel like I'm in a laggy phone. Nico, four.
Yeah.
Five, battery life yangu imekuwa poa.
Yeah.
A tiny phone inani stressing in a battery life. Five, spendi phone niki overheat.
Yeah.
It feels like I am destroying something without knowing. So I hope Samsung can do something on that. I hope Samsung can keep the promise here. 7 years of updates.
Yeah, that's good.
I hope they can keep that promise because that will
so
be
far
really
they've
good.
Been able to honor the promise for updates on their flagships. At least as per my very not so reliable tracker, because we do tend to keep a log of device updates on Android Kenya. We've done a good job with specifically Tecno, Xiaomi, and Samsung. Yeah, the rest not so much because of how we get to handle their devices and a bit of Oppo. So at least so far they've not given us reason to doubt. But 7 years is a long time.
Yeah, it's
a very long time. Basically, in Kenya, somebody has gone from grade one to junior secondary.
Nabado Simiko supported.
Yeah, that's how long.
So I hope they keep an update on that. I also hope Samsung can, and this is Samsung Kenya, can do better with marketing, mm-hmm. where we have, when price goes down in the US, hakuna haja price ya Kenya ibaki the same.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have the price stay the same over like months. Mm-hmm. Why is it that the US market, utaona hii deal, utaona hii phone iko on a very nice deal, mm-hmm. na Kenya bado iko the stated launch price. Yeah. Yeah. If it's because of imports na nini, Samsung can have a marketing team that can think around all that. Because what that means...
And incentivize their dealers. Because you see, the dealers will put the markup where like they don't want to lose their profit margin.
Yes,
but then you find it's the middle of the year and we are looking at another Samsung Unpacked event.
Yes.
And realistically, and the value of the phone has fallen and the prices should correspond, yes. but still being sold at the launch full price at the launch.
Which means, that's why, and I don't know if it works for Samsung, but which means somebody who wants this phone will call you and ask you, unajua kama unaweza import hii, unaweza fanya nini? Yeah, because it's cheaper to go through that process than to go to Samsung. Yeah. Yeah.
Yet it's actually should be better to buy here because you have better support.
Yes.
They are doing all that 24-month support. They are doing free screen replaces.
The warranties and everything.
Yeah. They have better warranty terms here.
And finally, I hope Samsung keeps and sticks to a design. Like, this looks nice. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can I for a few years change color, change camera placement? Quite too boring,
Be like Apple,
yes,
Apple, yeah. I love how to put a lawsuit come here,
So, same for me. I love the finishing. I love, I mean, overall, basically, having used almost all the S series devices, I think I know like the design is always like the same and nothing really changes. So, I want Samsung to stick to that. Mm. So, that's a plus for me. Then, of course, the display, I love. I don't know, it just works magic, yeah. Then of course the AI features, maybe we hope to see them introduce more AI features.
Oh, I didn't even mention
more AI generative features. So I love what they're doing right now, but maybe could have been better or just make a little bit of improvements.
Which means they're boring.
Yeah. So of course I'm hoping that to change with a few updates maybe in the coming years or anything. Then of course I love the 7 years of update. That's actually a very big promise. And I hope they stick to that as well. Then the cameras, anytime. The slow-mo you talked about, very nice features. Yeah, those are basically my top four.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think something that you do better is the overheating. Mm-hmm. I can right now to make up for just a few minutes, but just scrolling through the phones, I feel like the temperature is...
I really like you've all come around because I mentioned this on day one and you guys were like, I've not experienced that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
For me, I like that... They're calling it the Vision Booster, which cranks up your
brightness,
the needs go up when you're outside. If you're traveling and you're not the one driving, so you call a passenger prince, and you're watching videos, and the sun hits your phone's angle at varying angles. So that means you just want to maintain the same intensity you're watching with. The phone does a very good job.
And there's even a toggle for extra brightness.
Yeah.
Like you think we may hit the maximum brightness, but ukiguza tu hapo hivyo kuna toggle. If you switch off adaptive brightness, there is extra brightness.
Yes. And then, of course, I like the camera. It's fantastic. I like this size. Like as we are speaking, I'm actually considering buying this phone for myself.
Oh.
The only thing that will make me not buy it, I'm a big fan of the Fold, and I'm looking for discounts for the Fold 5 so that I can buy that. Hopefully they come soon, because in 2 months' time, I'll just wait for the other Fold instead. So this is like a good size. I've enjoyed using this. If a 6.7-inch phone feels larger, then this is really a good size. And then the design is fantastic.
Yes, the design is fantastic.
Yeah. And then, now here are my pet peeves. Mm-hmm. Number one, I've shared with you guys about the RCS thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're using the Google Messages app normally, and you've activated, they're calling them what features?
Chat
features, which is basically RCS messaging. And that's fine, but most times it fails. It be either you don't have internet or the other user is not online. So what that means is the message is supposed to default to a text. We've documented very well that this specific app doesn't do a good job of that fallback, even when you've enabled it. So normally our workaround is you go back to your text, your conversation window, and click there to force it to be sent as an SMS. Now, on this phone, you're not able to do that bit. So for me, my workaround has been I turned off the chat features, which is not really a good thing.
Because it messes, it goes back to the old standard.
Yeah, because me, I'm used to sending people photos on a messaging app, which is not something we do in this side of the world. Use WhatsApp for that, but RCS allows us.
Allows you to do that.
Yeah, to do that. Then the my number two pet peeve, no Qi 2 wireless charging standard is not supported here. Samsung went with the other normal standard. Wireless. They have three, but they dropped two. And if you're like me, you have a bunch of wireless chargers, old ones around, that means they just won't work. It's a very elite problem, but
it's a there. Problem. My only other problem, Mumenikumbusha Sasa, ni I am so used to fast charging. Even the iPhone size in a support at least a higher fast charger. Yeah, so Samsung, please. 25 is too small.
Yeah, 25 is too small.
Okay, that will be all. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. You can share your feedback about the podcast. We are trying to fine-tune lots of things around this thing, but also you can share your feedback about this specific episode. Yeah. What do you like about the S24? What don't you like? Is it a device that speaks to you?
And if you're using it, your experience.
Are you planning to get it? Why will you not get it? Is this AI thing a hype? How is it going with you? Will you get a phone specifically because of AI features? Or is ChatGPT on your phone just more than enough, or Copilot, or all these apps that I'm assuming? I've been your host. I'm Chenza Emmanuel. I write at androidkenya.com. You can expect to see a lot more content about this device and others.
Yeah, Nick Anali from techtrends.ke.
Dixon Otieno, techish.com.
Thank you.
Bye.
Sure.